Welcome, everyone. This is Jim Boy Star, and this is the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show, episode 200. Yes, we're having a great time here today. All of the Sunset Flip Wrestling, well, not all of the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show staff members, but a good amount of them. On the phone right now, special guest, we have Gabe Sapolsky, of course, the leader of Dragon Gate USA and Evolve Wrestling. They have a couple of shows coming on next weekend in Philadelphia and New York. And what was the third place again, Gabe?
Boston. Way to be prepared.
Right.
I know you're catching me off guard here, or I'm catching you off guard, so that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason. So, why don't you tell the people out there a little about Dragon Gate USA and how it was formed, for those of you that don't know Dragon Gate USA.
Well, we're the American branch of Japan's Dragon Gate Wrestling Promotion, which is a huge company over there featuring the top stars in Japan. And basically, we bring over those top stars to the United States. These guys are absolutely unbelievable, great athletes, and a real exciting brand of wrestling, unlike anything here. And in the meantime, over here in the United States for the past year and a half or so, we've established our own homegrown roster of American talent. So we really have an all-star talent roster right now, the best wrestlers from Japan, and the top, and I don't want to say upcoming, because a lot of these guys have really made huge improvements in the past year. So they really, we have some of the upcoming stars, but we really have today's new stars on the American independent scene. So we mix all that together, and we get some incredible matches and some unique shows, and a lot of fresh and original stuff.
Very good. Now, you mentioned about the American talent. Where exactly, is there a process that you do where, how you find the American talent? Do you
scout,
and if so, where?
I just, you know, watch a lot of stuff and a lot of indies, and, you know, you can see who has talent and who doesn't. And also another thing is our DGUSA seminar and tryouts that we have, which for all wrestlers is a training course. You can see info on that at DGUSA.tv. And, like, Yuhan Nation, like, he just came to the seminar tryout that we had in Indianapolis on September the 9th. Nobody had any idea who he was, and he blew us away, and now he's going to Japan later this month. So that's a big place, but mainly, you know, I go to CZW and Chikara and, you know, various other indies, and, you know, you get recommendations from wrestlers, and it's pretty easy to spot who the talent is.
You know what, we and you've heard the name before, Evolve Wrestling. You know, you're also the owner of that. And I think in some fans' minds, like the fans that might be uninformed, that kind of just watch WWE and TNA and don't really know a world or a wrestling world outside of that, might think that, you know, okay, so you're probably presenting the same product. If someone were to come up to you and ask, like, what's the difference between Dragon Gate USA and Evolve Wrestling, what would you say to them?
Well, we like to say, like, Dragon Gate USA is the cutting-edge promotion, and Evolve Wrestling is wrestling presented as a pure sport. And in addition, Evolve Wrestling focuses more on the Americans, because we don't have the Japanese talent roster in for it, and it focuses more on upcoming talent rather than, like, today's new stars who are in Dragon Gate USA. So it's a different presentation. The rules that we have in Evolve, which make it really into a pure sport, separates it from Dragon Gate USA. We kind of do more traditional angles in Dragon Gate USA, where Evolve is kind of more breaking the stereotypes of wrestling angles. So there's a few differences. It's a lot about presentation and a lot about the talent rosters.
Okay. Well, just while I have you on the subject of Evolve, just real quick, and then we'll jump right back into Dragon Gate. I know that there was some controversy with the last Evolve show was scheduled, but then, you know, there was some building problems. Is there any upcoming plans or at least an announcement in the near future about the next Evolve show?
Yeah, we're actually working on it now. I don't want to say we're working on it right now, because basically we lost our building for the Evolve 10 show, and, you know, we weren't able to pull it off to have another show, and it just frankly wasn't worth the time. So, like, just because we had, like, a week and a half to promote by the time we got another building, there was no way to pull it off. So we then decided to focus 100% on the Dragon Gate USA shows in November, the ones we got coming up November 11th, Boston, November 12th, Philadelphia, November 13th, New York City. So that kind of put Evolve on the back burner. But as soon as we get through these Dragon Gate USA shows next week or this weekend, we're going to really turn our attention back to Evolve, get something cooking with that again.
Alright, very good. Now, what are...
I think we just launched, we're actually working on a new EvolveWrestling.com, and I think we just made that live today, actually, so people can check that out. That's EvolveWrestling.com. So, you know, so we're doing a new website, and, you know, it's just a matter of we wanted to focus solely on these November Dragon Gate USA shows, and once we get through them, we're, you know, we'll hit the ground running again with Evolve. We do have the Evolve 8 and Evolve 9 DVDs are coming out very shortly, too, so there's a lot of action going on over on the Evolve side.
All right, very good. Now, going back to Dragon Gate USA, now, obviously, we know that this is not, you know, you've been doing the iPay-per-view stuff with Dragon Gate for a while, and, you know, coming up in 2012, in regards to Dragon Gate, are there, like, any future plans, like, either, you know, more touring, bigger venues, new venues, anything that's, you know, you can tell us on the... That you're looking at on the table for possible, I guess, expansion of Dragon Gate USA?
Yeah, I mean, already going into next year, we're going to LA for the first time on January 29th as part of the Wrestle Reunion Convention. And then we're heading down to Miami for the first time as part of WrestleMania weekend. And that's with, again, as part of the Wrestle Reunion Convention. So right there, you know, we're going to two new places. And those are all going to be huge shows, and we're always going to keep our eyes on where else we can go. You know, we're always going to look for new things.
You know, in this day, in 2011, there's so many other things that other promotions also getting on internet pay-per-view. You know, you have Chikara coming, you've had, you know, just a whole bunch, even some that I've never heard of before. So it's not like you're the only game in the market. What would you say to someone who's like, says, all right, I want to try an iPay-per-view, and why should I choose yours? What do you say to that, fam? What do you offer more than other promotions that are now getting into the iPay-per-view game?
Well, what's great is, like, you know, you mentioned Chikara, and they have their own distinct, unique brand, and people either like it or they don't like it, you know? And I was the same way when I booked Ring of Honor. People either like it and they don't like it. And with Dragon Gate USA, we have a distinct brand, and with Evolve, we have a distinct brand. So it's really all about personal taste. You know, I'm not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat. If they sample our action, you can go to our YouTube page, which is linked off DGUSA.tv, or our YouTube page that is linked off EvolveWrestling.com. You can go there and check out some matches and stuff, or we have a lot of videos. And if you like what you see, you know, you'll definitely enjoy our pay-per-views. We have a real fast-paced show. We emphasize the wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan and you like cutting-edge wrestling and a lot of athleticism and high-flying and hard-hitting and submissions, then you'll probably enjoy Dragon Gate USA. You know, it's kind of a wild product. So, you know, if you want more wrestling just because it's a pure sport, you know, you're going to like EvolveWrestling.com. If you like, you know, some of the outlandish characters that Chikara has, we don't offer that in Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. That's something to go to Chikara. But at the same time, if you want some of the greatest wrestlers in the world, then you watch Dragon Gate USA. So it's all about personal taste. And, you know, we do provide the most bang for your buck and a lot of athleticism, a lot of action, a lot of great matches, and a lot of solid storylines, and a lot of good characters. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you know, give us a shot. Our iPay-per-views are on at WWNLive.com. And we actually have a full library on demand, so you can go watch any of our iPay-per-views right now. And the shows that we have, the whole Triple Shot Boston on Friday, Philly on Saturday, and New York on Sunday, those are all going to be on iPay-per-view at WWNLive.com. And when you do buy one of our iPay-per-views at WWNLive.com, you do get to watch it forever, and you get to, as soon as it goes on demand, you get to watch it as many times as you want. And you also get $5 off the DVD, so you own it. And the iPay-per-views are only $15, so it's a pretty good deal. You can pretty much buy the whole Triple Shot, November 11th, November 12th, and November 13th, for the price of one TNA or WWE pay-per-view. So, you know, it's a good value for your dollar.
Just to go into it real quick, because you mentioned about the WWN and whatnot, tell us a little bit about the magazine that recently came out and what that contains for those that don't know. You know, that this magazine exists.
Yeah, well, we basically just started. We did two issues. It's an email magazine, and you can sign up for it on our mailing list over at DGUSA.tv. Just do the little constant contact button over on the left-hand side of the screen for the email news express, and that also will get you the magazine. And basically once a week or so, it might slow down a little bit after the shows, but we do our email magazine, which kind of focuses more on interviews and profiles compared to our other email blast, which we send out about once a week, the Email News Express, which has more exclusive deals and exclusive match announcements and just like kind of breaking news and plugs. So the magazine format gives us a chance to really expand on the personalities and expand on the issues more than the Email News Express does. So again, you know, you can go over to DGUSA.tv, sign up over on the left-hand side of the screen for that.
All right.
You protect your email. We're not going to spam you. You're not going to give your email out to anybody, so it's safe with us.
All right, and once again, it's on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, the 11th in Massachusetts, the 12th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and, of course, the 13th in Manhattan, New York. All of the three shows will be available on iPay-Per-View. Let me get some final thoughts from you, Gabe, as well as, final any last things you want to plug.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really pumped about this triple shot. You know, you're not going to see the same show out of us every single time. You're not going to see the same matchup done again and again and again. We present fresh matches, and each show has something different. The show on November 11th from Boston, we have the first ever No Rope, No DQ match coming with Yamato versus BD Hulk. And the No Rope match is the biggest possible grudge match in Dragon Gate Japan. So now for the first time, we're bringing it over to the United States. It'll be interesting to see how the crowd reacts to it, because they're taking down the ropes. It creates a very dangerous situation. Yamato and BB Hulk, we do have a video up on our YouTube page now looking at the history between them. That's the longest running feud in Dragon Gate, and they're in Dragon Gate USA, and it's going to get settled. So that gives Boston something really unique and special right there with the first ever no rope match in the United States. And the match on that show that I'm really looking forward to is The Fray, which is kind of like a Royal Rumble, except the only way to get eliminated is by pinfall, submission, or DQ, and the elimination can take place at any time. And basically what we did is we have the new great high flyers. I mean, there's some absolutely sensational high flyers that are just absolutely mind-blowing and indescribable right now. And we have them all in Dragon Gate USA, and that's something we're very fortunate of. And what we did is we said, you know what, showcase that talent in this match. So we took all these guys, they all did things that you've never seen before, and we're putting them all in this one match. It's Pac, Ricochet, Rick Swan, AR Fox, Yuhan Nation, and in the legend spot, we have Sabu, of course, a legendary high flyer from ECW, and we're putting them all in one match, and that match is absolutely going to be spectacular, and I can't wait to see, you know, what kind of athletic feat these guys do in that kind of match. So we have two real specialty matches coming to Boston November 11th, so that makes that show stand out. Then November 12th in Philadelphia, which is a special 5:30 p.m. start time, the theme of that show is the Dragon Gate veterans, and as I talked about before, we spent the last year and a half developing a kind of homegrown roster, so we have the Dragon Gate veterans against the DGUSA homegrown roster, so this is creating a lot of first-time matches and a lot of intriguing matches. It starts at the top. We have Chuck Taylor, who's very popular, very charismatic guy. He is challenging for the DGUSA title against Yamato, and Yamato is having a Wrestler of the Year kind of year. This guy's been absolutely sensational, having one awesome match after another this year, and he's been a great champion, so that's right on top. Then we have Shima and Ricochet. Ricochet, who said he's going to be on the Dragon Gate veteran side, even though he's a DGUSA homegrown guy, but Ricochet has really emerged as a star in Japan this year, so he's on the Dragon Gate side. But him and Shima, who've emerged as just the most exciting, best tag team in the world right now, I'll come up against any tag team on the planet right now. And Shima, of course, is the veteran. He's the man. And they'll be against the DUF group that we have of Sami Callihan and Eric Cannon, which is one of our unique homegrown acts. And then we have matches like Johnny Gargano against BB Hulk, Akira Tozawa versus Rick Swan. We just announced Brody Lee versus Pac. Of course, Pac is a great veteran over in Japan. He's from England. He's really made a name for himself in Dragon Gate and has had a historic title reign over there. Masato Yoshino versus AR Fox. And then we do have Sabu coming back to Philly as he'll be taking on Pinky Sanchez in a South Philly street fight. So we got a lot of cool, unique stuff on that Philly show, which is different than the Boston show. Then we head into New York, November the 13th. 8 p.m. start time, the traditional Sunday night pay-per-view prime slot. You can watch it at www.live.com in Manhattan at BB King's, which is a place to be. It's a great atmosphere, great building to be at, great food there, full bar. And that show, which is our final show of 2011, is going to focus on our grudge matches and our feuds and our rivalries that have really been built up for the whole year. So we have Johnny Gargano against Yamato on that, and if Yamato gets past Chuck Taylor, it will be for the title. And the storyline behind that one is Gargano has come close to making Yamato the champion tap on a couple of occasions, and he hasn't been able to do it. So now those are all multi-person matches, so now he finally gets him in a one-on-one match. We have Pog versus Ricochet, which is arguably the two best high flyers on the planet who have been feuding throughout the year, and they're going to have their final singles match in New York City. So that right there is a main event in itself. We have Shima versus Masato Yoshino, which could main event any pay-per-view in Japan. And those are two of the best in the world right now, and they've kind of had a solo rivalry throughout the year, and now we're finally going to get a singles match between the two on November 13th in New York City. And we have an Extreme Warfare match, and that, once again, will be DUF of Sami Callihan, Eric Cannon, and Pinky Sanchez, and they'll be taking on Sabu, John Davis, and AR Fox. And we have some videos over on our YouTube page, linked up at DGUSA.TV, giving you the whole history behind that one, so that'll bring some violence to the card. And then we got Chuck Taylor and Rick Swann against B.B. Hulk and Akira Tozawa, so that continues the Blood Warriors versus Ronin feud that has been going on all year. And a new feud that just emerged is Brody Lee against B.J. Whitmer, who is making his return to New York for the first time in several years, and that started in Indianapolis, the Battle of the Big Men, and now it's coming to New York City, November the 13th. So as you can see, you know, Boston, we have those couple of unique gimmick matches. Philadelphia, we have the Dragon Gate veterans against the DGUSA homegrown stars. And then New York City, we have all the grudge matches. So each show is very different, a lot of unique matches, and I'm just really excited to see how it all plays out. You can be there in person. Tickets are available for all three shows now at DGUSA.TV or by calling 267-519-9744, again, 267-519-9744. And you can watch all three events on Live Eye pay-per-view, WWNLive.com. And you can make money off them, too, with our affiliate program. You can go to WWNLive.com, check out our affiliate program. Anyone can join. It's no risk. It's free to sign up, and you can make a nice commission off all these events.
Very good. I mean, like you said, this isn't like WWE, where if you read the results for one house show loop, you're pretty good probably for the next 30 to 60 days. These are three unique shows. Gabe, I want to thank you again for joining us here for the Sunset Flip Wrestling Show for the 200th episode. Hopefully we can have some more Dragon Gate coverage in the future. Any just final words before we let you get going?
I think that was quite a little speech I just gave there. So I get it all in there.
But you know what? You sold me. I'm probably going to get one or two of them if I can over the weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. So, again, that's DGUSA.TV for all the info on the shows and tickets, and WWNLive.com for our live-by pay-per-views. That's an 8 p.m. start time on Friday night and Sunday night, and a 5:30 p.m. start time on Saturday, all times Eastern. So check them out. Give it a chance. It's definitely affordable, and you'll get your money's worth.
All right, thank you, Gabe. And now back to the studio here with Sunset Flip Wrestling Show's 200th episode.